It is 8:07 on the morning show, Monday, March 11th. It's time for Community Conversations, brought to you this morning by Floyd County Medical Center. And we have Cameron joining us via a phone line this morning from the Charles City Public Library. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Chris.
How are you?
Oh, I'm going to be honest. Daylight savings time is kicking my butt.
Yes, it is.
Who decided to take away an hour of my beauty sleep? Come on, guys.
You know, it's all right. It's all right falling back an hour, but, you know, pushing forward an hour is always just torture.
Oh, it's brutal. Absolutely.
I'd much prefer an extra hour of sleep than lose one. But nonetheless, you know, it is spring break. That's exciting.
Yeah, most people get the week off in some capacity because of that, those lucky ducks.
Well, luckily for those kids out there that are on spring break, you have plenty of kids activities going on this week. Go ahead and talk about them.
Yeah, absolutely. Today we have not got anything particular on the calendar. Tomorrow is a little bit unusual in that we do not have a Get Messy with Miss Stacy happening. That is normally a staple on our Tuesdays. Instead, tomorrow at 10 a.m., right when we open up, we have Lego Playtime happening for any kid who wants to swing by and make creations with the Legos that we've got on hand. Otherwise, coming up later this week at 1:30 on Wednesday, we have a STEM cart that we got a grant for several months ago. And so kids third grade and older can swing by and play around with that. I know it's been brought out a couple of times before, more casually, and kids really seem to like it. That is Wednesday this week at 1:30 p.m. We have our STEM cart out for people to experiment with. And last but not least, this week in particular for spring break, we've got a Pokemon Play Day. I know that we had tested this out a few months ago, and it was a huge hit with the kids. Anybody interested in coming and playing Pokemon, the card game, with us can come on Thursday at 2 p.m. for the kids to play around with Pokemon. Then next week, we've got another Get Messy round the schedule as normal. Unicorn Fizz and Bubble Painting is what it's labeled as. I'm not entirely sure what that means. I'm going to be honest with you, but it sounds extremely dope, and I'm kind of excited to see what it actually means. Get Messy is Tuesdays at 3:30. Not this week, but the following week, we will be doing Unicorn Fizz and Bubble Painting with kids. One other program that we want to plug, we still have, I believe, Cooking Around the World spots. This is a six-week program meant for children from third to sixth grade. Different community members will come in and be able to teach kids about culture and food around the globe. And then the kids who participate get the chance to try making some of the food themselves. So again, that's for children third to sixth grade. That starts up next week, March 21st. At 4 p.m., and that happens for 6 weeks in a row. If you're interested in that, feel free to call us, and we will get you on the list.
Excellent. So, now we got the kids out of the way. How about adults?
We have not a whole lot happening this week. We figure adults probably need their break for an actual break and rest, right? I know I do. But next week, we are kicking it off with a few different activities going on. We've got Diamond Dart Night happening next Tuesday, March 19th at 6:30 p.m. If you have tried Diamond Dart before and you like it and you have your own kit, you are welcome to show up and bring that kit. If you've never tried it before, it kind of intimidates you. You don't know if you really want to spend the money on it. Feel free to come. We've got a few kits on hand for people to try out to see if it is a craft that they really enjoy. That is March 19th at 6:30 p.m. We hang out for a few hours here in the library while we do our Diamond Art, and it's a whole lot of fun, if I do say so myself. Later that same week, next week, March 21st, that is Thursday, we've got our Cookbook Club happening at 6:30 p.m. If you're not familiar with Cookbook Club, each month we make a recipe that fits a certain theme, and we all get together on our meeting day to share the results of that. So our March's food theme is vegetarian. So anybody interested in participating can come to the library, find a cookbook here in the library with a recipe that they want to try out. You pick a copy and you provide it to us so that we can share it with others. And then you bring your dish and we have basically a giant potluck. That is happening on March 21st, that's next Thursday, at 6:30 p.m. for Cookbook Club. A couple of other quick plugs in the following week. It's not too late if you are interested in joining our True Crime Book Club. We're reading a book right now called Little Crazy Children. That discussion is going to be on Monday, March 25th at 5:30. And otherwise, later in that week, we've got a couple of different meetings to discuss The Seed Keeper by Diane Wilson. That is this year's All Iowa Reads book, and we are really hoping to have an interesting discussion about that one as well.
Excellent. So go to the website, charles-city.lib.ia.us. You can check out the full library calendar of events on there. Of course, that's Absolutely. Actually jam-packed full of resources to check out. So once again, charles-city.lib.ia.us. And of course, find them on Facebook too, especially this week.
Yep, we post all kinds of fun things on our Facebook that are related to our programming, but also just, you know, occasionally a book review and that sort of thing.
That's right. Yeah, proof that there's always something to do here in Charles City.
Absolutely. Charles City, we like to keep busy over here.
Yes, you do. Well, thank you very much for keeping us informed of what's going on, and we'll talk to you here in 2 weeks.
Yeah, sounds good, Chris. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. That was Cameron once again at the Charles City Public Library on Community Conversations, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. It's 32 degrees downtown Charles City with Taylor Swift.